Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Going on, everyone. This is Wardell Potts GM for Solar Records Radio, and I am blessed, and I want to say that you are blessed as well, and we're so grateful that we can spend time with you guys today, us here at Solar Records Radio. May God bless you and keep you and take care of you. Guys, you know, we just want to praise him, and it's so beautiful that we get this opportunity to just put some time aside and just praise him, right? And so, you know, we get caught up in the week with work and doing chores and trying to take care of everything. And so Sundays is the day that God asks us to rest, right? And so that's the day that we should, you know, rest and spend time with him. I think it's a good time to spend time with him. So I pray that you are good with that. We could do this together. So that's definitely what I'm doing. As I had a wonderful time today praising him in church. And I just enjoy meditating on Christ and the love plan for him and trying to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Guys, let's just, you know, get together and spend some time right now marinating on Christ, okay? It's a good time, and it's a good opportunity for our spirits to reconnect with its creator. All right, so let's do that here, right here on Soul Light Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And love you so much. And so let's praise him. Let's praise him together. We have an hour to do that together. So let's meditate on Christ and think about it. Think about all the different things that you want to say to him and say it. All right? And feel it. Feel him. Feel the Spirit.
I will not place limits on you. There's no limitations when you're in the room. I will not place limits on you. There's no limitations when you're in the room. So this room is yours, Jesus.
It's yours.
This heart is yours, Jesus. This mind is yours, Jesus. It's all in yours, Jesus.
all we need. That's all we need. God, you're so good. And we just want to thank you right now in advance for all the amazing things that you're going to do in our lives, Father. We want to thank you for answering our prayers today. We come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want you to know, Father, that we know that you're capable. We know that you're willing. We know that you love us. You died for us. You sent your son here for us. And we're so grateful for that, Father. We're so grateful for Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the Trinity. And Father, we're so aware of the moment that we're coming into. Palm Sunday. Father, we're so aware of Good Friday. And then we're so aware of Resurrection Day. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you decided that it was in our best interest if you sent your son here to redeem us. Thank you. Thank you for caring for your sheep. Thank you for being the best God there is. Forgive us for not knowing. What we should know about you. Please help to guide us to your wisdom. Give us the heart of Jesus. Let us learn to love one another the way that you love us. Let us not dwell on the negative things in the world, but let's dwell on the wonderful things in the world. Let us refocus our attention. Help us to be the best versions of ourselves that's possible. Help us to focus on where we're going and not necessarily where we are. Thank you for giving us this opportunity that we can come to you. Thank you. The fact that you died on the cross for us is something that we will never overlook. I'm so sorry. So sorry that you had to go through that pain for us. But I'm so grateful. And I want you to know that I'm grateful. And I speak for my brothers and sisters that love you. That we are all so grateful for you doing what you did for us. We will praise you. We will lift your holy name. We will do our best to be our best. And as we go through this, we slip and fall, we just ask for your mercy and your grace to lift us again, the Spirit of God, and redirect us and keep us on track to coming home to you. Please don't let us fail. We're not capable. We can't do this without you. We need you and we love you and we trust you and we're so grateful for you. So thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone. Messiah's still and all by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
That I could be so good, and that we all could. You know, so many times I think we get lost in criticizing each other and seeing the wrong, the bad in each other instead of looking at the good in each other. And I believe that the world could do that, could start to look at the good that we all do together, collectively. The love between us would grow. It would be so beautiful to see how good it could be. And I just pray that we could wake up from this storm of negativity that we all seem to pay more attention to, the negative news, all the negative things that happen in our relationships. Sometimes people destroy relationships because they only talk about the bad things in a relationship instead of thinking about the good things. There's way more good things that happens in our relationships than there are bad things. But for some reason, the bad things stick out the most, and so we dwell on them the most. That is just a distraction. That's a technique of the devil to distract us from the good. Don't allow the devil to mislead us. It's so important. We can't allow the devil to do that because he's good. He's good, and we follow suit because we're sinners by nature. So we harp on things that are wrong, that are not good. We dwell on them. We talk about them. We share it. We post it. And I just pray that God quickens our hearts and wake us up and let us learn to love like he loves. And let's focus on the good things that we have done for each other and we do to each other. I have friends who bless me all the time, and I can't think of how much I love them for that. And if they do one thing wrong, why should I let that one thing destroy our amazing journey, our amazing friendship? That's what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to be happy. He wants us to be miserable and lonely, so we can turn to him and start doing destructive things and destroying ourselves. So I'm just asking in the name of Jesus Christ that if you hear me, maybe it may be something that you go, oh, you know what? Maybe I will try. See, trying can be hard when it's something good on the other side. And it can, you know, it just seems like, wow, why do I have to try? It just should be easy. No. To be successful, you got to work hard. You do the things that other people don't do. That's why you're the owner of that business and not someone else. Because you worked hard. You tried harder. And so if you can apply that same thing to your thinking in regards to what I'm sharing about, let's focus on the good in humanity and not the bad. That thing with Will Smith, so many people saying it's great, so many people saying it's bad, and so many people say that, you know, he deserved what he got, and some people say, you know, that's sad that he hit that guy. And so, but if we could just focus on the good, just focus on the good that both of those guys have done in their life. Chris had been through a lot as a young boy. He was abused. See, we got to know the stories behind the stories. He was abused. He was beat up all the time. And the only thing that saved him was telling jokes, getting people to laugh instead of beating them up. You know, and the same thing with, you know, Will Smith. I mean, he's been one of these amazing people, done some great things and blessed so many people, but he's still a man. He's going to fall short. So just because he falls short don't mean we need to beat him up. We all fall short. None of us are perfect. So I'm just asking if we could just focus on the good things that people have done, our friends, our neighbors, that we might be upset with, you know. Let's not judge unless you want to be judged. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope that God blesses you and give you an amazing rest of your journey as you are on this planet here. You are here to be a blessing, and so many people that I know are blessing each other And it's beautiful to watch. And I just ask, let's all of us join in and be a blessing and know that in Christ alone, we got it all. Just Christ. We don't need anything else. We just need the love of Christ in our life. You know, let God guide you. And I know a lot of us think, I got this. I could do it. You know, you really don't. And a lot of times what happens is that we end up in a bad place. And the first thing we do is call out, oh, God, what happened? Oh, God, you didn't need him a little while ago. So listen, and you're not alone. A lot of people do that, okay? But let's focus on what's best for us and not let the devil distract us with all the negative things in the world. It's to keep us down. I mean, look at the news. All they talk about, I would say 90% of the news is negative, and they have 10% of decent things. Maybe we should flip that script and see how it can be a blessing. You know, we can demand that. They're only trying to please us. So if we tell them we don't like that, eventually they're going to have to flip the script. All right, guys, well, be blessed. I pray that God protects you. He's with you and love you and take care of you and your family and keep you safe. And thank you so much for loving on the Lord. And thank you so much for hanging out and praising God with me. Have a blessed and beautiful week and stay close to Christ, okay? And don't forget, in Christ alone, all things are possible. Love you guys. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We love you and we appreciate you. That's from all of us, the team, Greg, myself, Astrid, Don. We love you guys, and we appreciate you. Phoenix, God bless you guys.
Jesus commands my destiny.
till he returns or calls me home. And here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ we stand. There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.